Devin, a big day for you punting there, 47-yard average. What seemed to be going for you today?
Kicking with the wind, I had a couple mishits, but they still seemed to roll for me. So, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good day for me. The wind died down, too, towards the end of the game, which I was able to get more balls into the wind. So it's a pretty good day overall.
What's the mental thoughts that you're thinking on that last one? Obviously, got to try to burn as much time as you can in the air there and try to run that clock out.
Just try to get it off as fast as possible, which I was able to do. I freak out often, like less than I usually do. So I think I got the job done right there.
You did a great job all day of pinning them deep in their own territory. How much pride do you take in that in a game like today where you're needed?
A lot of pride, because field position is a key thing, especially in a tight game like today was. I mean, if I wasn't, like, a huge difference starting from the 9-yard line, then let's say a touchback where it brings it out back out to the 20. So, I mean, it's a huge thing for me.
Coach gave you a lot of credit for being a big part of the defense because you pinned them back so deep. When your coach speaks so highly of you and how you performed today, what does that do for your confidence moving forward?
It's a huge confidence booster. I mean, it's a huge honor, especially a head coach of a football team recognizing their punter for having a good game, which is always a good thing.
Devin, given how long it had been since you guys have won a game, how big was this today?
It was a huge win. It's just another game and another step in the journey. So we got to focus on next week against Oklahoma. We got a big game against us. They got a great quarterback. So field position will be another big thing for me. So I'm going to have to step up my game this week during practice and make sure I even have a better day than I did today.
How do you feel your Mortel Award bids going after today?
I think we did a good job. We had quite a few celebrations we had and some good holds, I thought.
Is that just kind of a specialist group thing, a goal that you guys have together?
Yeah, we do. Ever since the Mortel thing came out a couple years ago, it's been getting more and more recognition, and we want to try to have somebody here win it. So hopefully I can get at least in the top three, hopefully win it. That'd be cool.
Are celebrations a factor in winning that award, or is that just something extra you want to?
It's something extra. They say celebrations do factor in. So, I mean, today I was acting like I was shining Blake's foot after he made an extra point. So.
So the committee does factor in celebrations to who they decide to give the award.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. And also holding, too, is a huge part of it.
Right. But.
Devin, on that last punt, when you go out there and there's like 9 seconds left, what are they telling you as far as what you have to – is it about getting the kickoff quick because they may be coming for it, or what all are you having to think about?
Definitely just getting the ball off as quick as possible, because they're going to bring 10 guys and just have the returner back there alone. Thank goodness he decided to fair catch it, because I definitely didn't hang it up there high enough as I would have liked to, but I definitely got good distance.
Devin, I don't know if you knew this, but I mean, Coach Kleiman said when he was praising the defense, you were the first. You were the first person that he brought up. I mean, how big of an honor is that?
It's a huge honor. I mean, like I said before, having a head coach praise you, especially since you're not technically on the defense, you're on special teams, but it's just a huge confidence booster. I mean, definitely a good thing for me.